would love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Greeting. This is a man you committed your life to, and I committed my life to you, and I'm still trying to live that. I did send the postcard again today, as is become my norm. Today went to George because I was thinking about him after Friday's hike. I was sore for several days. It was difficult. But by yesterday, I was basically up to my norm. So this morning when I was doing my jumping jacks, I said, okay, I was 100 and some into it. I said, I'm going for the 512. So I did the 512 this morning, and I was delayed in making the call because I decided to add another 128. So I've done 1,024 for the day. So for someone who can do 1,000 jumping jacks in a day, I think I recovered from the hike of last Friday. So, which is encouraging. That's why I've tried to make sure the invitation remains to George, because I it's a growing desire in me. I want to take a good serious hike with George. The other thing is, I have spent some time thinking things through, and I have started with a framework. And in order to, because you see, one of the things I strive to do now far more than ever before is not only present evidence for an issue, but present it in a way where somebody can validate what I claim. You know, I try to do this with the scripture. I have been far more making the effort to, when I quote something, to literally quote it with references and so forth. You'll see that in some videos. You'll see that even in the email for today. And so what I am preparing is a package that'll be online with the various government documents and the response. I hate doing this. This is a waste of time. This is foolishness. This is absolute foolishness. Because again, what I try to do is be able to present evidence and understand the opposing arguments. You know, it's the reason I read the Quran, because I want to understand the opposing arguments. I probably can defend atheism better than most atheists. Although, you know, the problem is it's a fallacy. So going to the scripture and saying this is the veracity of scripture and also the Lord's definition of marriage and how we're to interact with each other, which includes dialogue, you know, dialegomai is the Greek, which is reasoning together, which the problem here is Render Keynes, Chris Bitterman, Jim Cross simply ignore that. They tell God that they have a better way. It is just that simple. And I ask all of them to repent. And I'm going to continue with the postcards and other things in order to reach out to them so we can end up calling each other our beloved brother. That same theme, and I'm not deviating from it. So I am continuing to pursue that reconciliation, but the most important person here on all of this is my wife. I'm in love with her. She is my one and only lady. When I committed my life to her, I committed my life to her. And she said she did the same with me. We've walked hand in hand for decades. Well, and there is no one else. It's just my wife. My hand of love is still reaching out to her. It's a hand of grace, seeking only reconciliation. I will not turn from you because I'm a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ and because I still think you're cute. I love you and I'm not going to turn from you. So I did send out the card today. I am preparing to make the response. And I'm sorry if some of it is going to come across strong. But I'm going to point you to the scripture. And again, it's the verse from Galatians that I'm using over and over again. Have I become your enemy by telling you the truth? If I make a mistake, if I misuse the scripture, please, I know these are dreaded words, but correct me where I'm wrong. It's an act of love in both directions. And I seek that. And I am concerned because today, it is today, right? Because yesterday was I will validate this, but yes, yesterday was the card that I sent to your dad, which I assume he got. And yes, I'm sorry. I continue to point out that he talks about Christ. He doesn't live it. He simply does not live it. And when I gave him the Matthew 21:30 verse, that's exactly what he's living. His email that he sent me, there was a more pleasant tone. But he said, all right, I'm going to use a couple of verses. I'm just quoting from memory now. I'm going to use a couple of verses and you're going to, you know, it's not an exact quote, but you know what they mean. And the issue is, I do know what they mean. The Matthew, especially the 1 Timothy 5:8, I studied that intensely. Clarification on the understanding years ago, and then a far more detailed one that I have described. It has been misused by your dad and by Chris Prince. Chris Bitterman. Chris Bitterman threw it out and ran. And I'm sorry. I know you don't like those words, but that's the word in the Bible. That is what a coward will do. Because he's running, because he's fearful of an unknown. It's not a respectful fear. It's not the phobos. It is the cowardness. The only reason it would be a real fear, the phobos kind of fear, the phobia, would be is that he knows that I'm quoting the scripture and he knows he doesn't follow it. Then he would have a fear. Then he would be scared to death, not of me, of the Lord. And that same would be applied to your dad. So either he is fearful of the Lord because he knows he's not right with him, or he's fearful of something he does not know, which makes him a coward. I'm setting out evidence. And what a coward will do is say, I'm going to plug my ears. I'm going to run. I'm going to hide. I'm going to get with my group. And we're going to hide in the corner. We're going to turn to our beloved state, our God, the state, and bow the knee to our God, the state. I'm sorry. That's what Jim Cross has done. That's what Chris Bitterman has done. And unfortunately, that's what my wife has done. But again, there is only one person who is demonstrably trying to reconcile this relationship. There's only one. That's obvious. And the evidence is overwhelming. I think you'll be hard-pressed to find anyone who's put out the amount of effort that you can see blatantly before you on the family site to try to reconcile a family, to try to reconcile with his wife. Have I become your enemy? By telling you the truth, I'm only seeking reconciliation. I want to walk with my wife for the rest of our days, hand in hand, joyfully sharing meals, having those wonderful smiles together, and I want to pat her behind. I want to be able to hear her voice next to me. I want to be able to look in her face and find the joy that I have had for decades. I'm asking for that again. Dorothy Jane, you promised you'd be there. Oh, okay, one more thing. I'm sorry, I'm ridiculously long again. I saw a video. Actually, I've downloaded it because I wanted to have it. It's a video from the U.S. Army. And it is a recruitment video. And it's a woman describing how, you know, how she's basically liberated. And she talks about her mom and her other mom. So the U.S. Army is blatantly endorsing homosexuality. You may be aware, because I've got the information from the website. I've got their trailer videos and so forth. I have them here locally because it is a concern. A movie called 1946, where they're trying to say that the RSV, when that translation came out, they mistranslated the word arsenicoite into homosexual. It is literally means a man to bed another man, or a man take another man to bed. I mean, it's literal. Pick up a Greek dictionary, and you look at how the word is made. It's made up of two different words: man and sexual relationship in bed. I mean, literally, that's where it comes from. And the Malakos, or whatever it is, the idea of soft, or if the NASB translates it as effeminate, is simply the man who plays the female role in a homosexual relationship. And they're trying to say, no, I'm sorry, this is a mistranslation. No, it's not. It's clear, it's obvious. It doesn't take a lot of brilliance to see that the translation is correct. And the power and the money that's being put behind this is ridiculous. And then, of course, the U.S. Army is doing the same thing, promoting homosexuality. And then you have, I heard again, another gentleman in Finland, I think it is, for making the comment over a decade ago that a man only marries a woman, that's it. He's under indictment or already in prison, I don't remember. The world is changing. Are you changing with it? Or are you being obedient to Christ? I'm afraid that's a rhetorical question. And it scares me. I want my kids to know, even though Erica Lee openly abandoned Christ, Jack openly abandoned Christ, or maybe has a false version of it. Tirza, I don't know, but she seems to be after the world. Julia just vanished, so I don't know what happened to her. And obviously the others you've kept from me. I don't know. And clearly the evidence is you've embraced feminism. I mean, that's abundantly clear. You say Jesus is the Redeemer. But again, he's the Redeemer for his elect. How do you know his elect? How do you know if you're his elect? What you have done by the lack of communications with me, what your dad has done, what Chris Bitterman has done, what Brenda Keynes has done, after a whole bunch of very obvious appeals, is an act of hate. 1 John, very clear. The Lord calls you a liar. Jesus is the Redeemer for his elect. His elect shall love, the fundamental commandment, to love him and to love your neighbors. How can you say that you love the Lord who you can't see if you don't love your neighbor who you can? Again, 1 John. I'm striving for reconciliation. I'm holding no grudge, but I am going to speak the truth. I want to reconcile based on truth. It requires communications. You turn to the state, I'm turning to the Lord. And I'm not going to stop, because I don't hold the Lord compared to the way he holds me. And the evidence is overwhelming. My lady, I'm in pursuit of you. Reconciliation without retribution, the same theme. I love you, and I want you back.